The Know Your Gifts 2-day free masterclass happening on January 29th and January 30th will be all about getting to know your God-given gifts. Do you hear me? How can your gifts make room for you if you don't know what your gift is? The Lord is very serious about us knowing our gifts in this season. Our gifts are going to be the thing that makes room for us. God wants you to begin to know your gifts, and this 2-day free masterclass happening on January 29th and January 30th will be sure to give you the knowledge, perspective, and insight that you need. Also, it will give you the confirmation that you need. Some of you have multiple gifts, but you don't know where to start. You don't know what God wants you to do in this season, and this 2-day free masterclass will help you out, okay? So if you want to sign up, text the word masterclass to the number 225-327-1351 or just go to cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. See you there. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure. What is up, y'all, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea K, and I'm so happy and so glad to be back here with you guys for another episode. If you didn't know, I am posting some 10-minute to 15-minute clips of this podcast episode, so if you want to head on over to watch that, go to youtube.com/DreaKTV. Make sure you are subscribed, and yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get into this episode because if y'all do not know by the title, we have a lot to discuss, okay? There's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be had done. Yes, I said had done. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has really placed something on my heart that he wants me to release to you all. And this was a lesson to me too. It was something that I definitely needed to know and learn as I move forward in the pursuit of my assignment and everything that he has for me in this season. So this is kind of a warning word, but then again, this is a life word, okay? Everything that we speak on the Living in Pursuit podcast is basically for our everyday living, okay? Because we're constantly evolving, constantly living in pursuit. And look, there are some things that need to be had said. So before we get into the word, I do want to remind you all that this weekend on the 29th and the 30th is the 2-day free Know Your Gifts Masterclass. A lot of you have the skill, but a lot of you have not identified your God-given gift. You haven't identified your spiritual gift. And we believe here at the Living in Pursuit podcast and Cultivated Strategies, which is my business, we believe Proverbs 18:15-16. A man's gift or a woman's gift will make room for them and bring them before great men. But how can you know what room you need to go to? How can you know what industry? How do you know where these great men are if you don't know your gifts? If you haven't allowed the Holy Spirit, God himself, to usher you into the rooms where you belong. See, a lot of us are confused about that, and we don't really know where to go, which door God is going to open, where do I need to be, what do I need to be doing in my life. So this masterclass is definitely for you. We're going to be identifying your gifts. We're going to be talking about how to obtain the gift, how to ask God specifically for the gift, how to cultivate the gift. And we're also going to be talking about some career options and some career industry demands. Where is your gift needed in this season? Where is God actually aligning you to be in this season? So we're going to be talking about that. If you want to sign up, text the word masterclass to the number 225-327-1351 or just visit my website at cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. So that was the announcements, child. Okay, that was a mouthful. So let's go ahead and get into the good news segment. This good news segment is brought to you by TheWeek.com. Chicago Man launches group that uses books to connect dads with their kids. A decade after deciding to take a different path in life, Joseph Williams is helping other dads navigate the world of parenthood. 10 years ago, Williams, a father of six, my God, from Chicago, served 9 months in prison for possession of a stolen vehicle. Upon his release, he dedicated himself to doing positive things in the community, including volunteering at his children's school. One day, he was asked to read a book to his daughter's class, and he was such a hit that the teacher and students asked him to return. "With me starting to do that, other fathers started to come in," Williams told Today. They were like, "Hey, what's going on? Can we be a part of this? Can we join?" I was like, absolutely. This inspired Williams to launch the Mr. Dad Fathers Club, an organization that offers enriching activities for kids on Chicago's South Side, as well as support for dads. There are now more than 150 fathers in the group, and they participate in reading and community outreach events, as well as a weekly fatherhood support group. Their goal is to build a community center and library that will offer resources to parents and kids alike. My God, this is so good. Williams is also an author, writing a book called My Daddy Is Me, a phrase that his daughter once said. The book is about the different jobs parents can have, featuring black and brown characters. For black and brown children, it's good to have someone who looks like us, Williams told Today. Can we just give it up for black fatherhood? Like, period. Can we just literally, like, give a round of applause for black fathers who are, you know, actually in their children's lives, who are actually doing the work and committing themselves, sacrificing their time to actually pour into their children? And the fact that they have a group now, come on now. It's already hard to get black people together and coordinate on time. So this is amazing, y'all. But that was today's good news segment. Let's go ahead and get into this word. So like I stated earlier, by the name of the title of this episode, we have a lot to discuss. And shout out to all of my YouTube subscribers who are watching me right now. Everybody that's on live watching me right now. I'm going to be looking into the camera, so please excuse me if I'm, you know, looking at my notes. But I did take some notes. God just be speaking, and I'll be like, you know what, hold up. I gotta write this down, okay? So, it's bigger than you think. This word, and I know I've mentioned this word a couple of times in the previous season, but it hasn't been in depth. It hasn't been, It now has been built up to the point where I can create a whole episode of it. God has given me the full revelation of it. So basically, this episode is to prepare the hearts of God's chosen ones, okay? To prepare them for what is to come, to allow them to see both sides of the spectrum of the ministry that they are about to create and start, whether that's online, in person, nonprofit, your business, your marriage, whatever ministry you are about to enter into, and your assignment. This is basically to prepare you for it. I want to start off this episode by first warning you that this episode is not going to be as pretty as the other ones, okay? Living in Pursuit podcast has literally just entered into uncharted waters, meaning we are going into the deep and into areas of our assignment where we've never been before, okay? I feel it, and I know you all feel it too. So areas of our hearts where we've neglected to go back to for years. Areas, different areas of our most vulnerable parts of our existence. I'm not trying to scare you all. I'm really not. I'm just saying, okay? Just really preparing you. telling you what God, you know, was telling me. But God wants us to realize that although he is urging us to try again and he is releasing us into the things we prayed for, understand that what he is about to release to us or release us into is not going to always be pretty. Okay. It's not going to be what we think it is. Why? Because it's bigger than us. The assignment seems exciting, okay? This new life God has called us to is freeing and overwhelming at times, but it's also showing us what we did and didn't sign up for. God, I didn't know I was going to be this busy. I didn't know I was going to have to move, okay? I didn't know I was going to have to let some people go or some things go, some mindsets go. I didn't know the stress and anxiety was going to have to cause me to run back to things and coping mechanisms, my God. I thought I was healed from. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to be this big, okay? So God wanted me to help prepare you all for what you're praying about. He wanted me to be the voice of reason and realization. Okay, he wants me to get you out of this naive state of mind, thinking that the promise is going to be a walk in the park. Like this assignment, our assignments, like is not going to be the wind blowing beneath our little nappy heads all the time. Like it's, he wants me to remind you that the battle is already won, of course, but that you still have to go through, you still have to go through some things. You still have to endure some things, some opposition. You're still, my God, even he's walking us into something that we think, oh, this is what I prayed for. Oh, this is what I've been dreaming of my whole life. And yes, it's great. The promise is awesome, right? But it's going to come with some things. It's going to expose us. It's going to have us. It's going to bring opportunities for us to run away, right? It's going to bring opposition. It's going to be things of this promise that are going to be heavy, okay? And we're going to have to be reminded of our source, of our foundation. That's why he wants us to be really, really intentional and in tune with him in this season. It's not just another routine anymore, right? It's not just, oh, let me get up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and spend time with the Lord. Oh, let me just write this in my journal. Oh, let me just read my Bible. Oh, let me just listen to some worship music. That's fine. But when things get heavy, when things start getting heavy, when things start getting challenging, you better learn how to go to those resources and go to that routine instead of going to your other coping mechanisms, the things that you thought you were healed from. When that stress hits you, my God, see, this is the thing. A lot of us have been in the waiting season, right? We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. So now that God is telling us to try again and he's releasing us to do these things, we're going full force ahead. But we're not keeping in mind that what we're running after or what we're running towards, it could be dangerous. Like a lot of us, God is calling us to be vulnerable. God is calling us to be transparent. God is calling us to step into leadership roles. My God, things that we've never done before, things that are unknown to us. And if we don't have a solid relationship with God, if God isn't our coping mechanism, then some of us are in trouble. Like, for real, for real. Some of us are in trouble. If we don't know how to go to God when we get stressed or go to God when we're feeling angry or frustrated or go to God when we feel like we're overwhelmed with the blessing, we're overwhelmed with all of this new responsibility. What are we going to do, y'all, when we actually get there? What are we going to do when we actually are alone in the place, in the promise, and we're alone and no one's around to keep us accountable? No one's around to pray with us. No one's around to remind us of everything that we've learned thus far. Who are we going to lean on in times of those troubles? God is like, I want y'all to be excited. I want y'all to be happy. I want y'all to go full force, but I want y'all to keep in mind where you're running towards. See, a lot of us are about to go into industries where we are about to be challenged the most. God is calling us into industries where they don't believe God. They don't believe in God. Industries, groups of people that are okay with not changing. Groups of people that are cool with their sin. He's calling us to change the world. He's calling us to literally help change their minds. He's literally calling us into these places and spaces where people are not going to be as accepting as we think they are. We think, oh, God has given me this assignment, so he's going to help me do it, and it's going to be easy, and I'm just going to breeze through it. No. No. If it wasn't easy for Jesus, why would it be easy for us? Come on, y'all. Like, I'm excited about my promise. I'm excited about my assignment. I'm excited about everything that God is going to do, everything that he showed me. But I have to be cognizant, and I have to remind myself of what I'm actually agreeing to, what I'm actually doing for the kingdom, for God. Everybody in the world don't believe in God. Everybody, and especially now in the state of the United States, in the state of the world, a lot of people stopped believing in God. A lot of people started blaming God for everything that's been happening in the world today. And he's calling us to help fix that, to literally be his vessels, to show people that there is a God through our ministries, through our businesses, through our disciplines, through what we display and show in the earth. God is literally calling us to tell our stories. Our stories are not my God, our stories are not the polished version that we told ourselves for years, right? He wants us to tell the details, the hard stuff, the secrets. Okay? Some of y'all are writing a book. Some of y'all are writing screenplays. Some of you are writing things that display what you went through. And although you're excited that you're doing this, you're not really aware of the fact that you're putting yourself out there. Okay? Like, we are about to enter into a world of criticism. We're entering into a world of backlash. We're entering into a world that is not going to be as accepting of us. And God wants us to keep that in mind. He doesn't want that to hinder us. He doesn't want that to create fear and stir up worry and anxiety and doubt in us, but he wants us to be aware of it. In everything we do, he wants us to be aware of that. So it's bigger than you think, period. You don't know which thing God is going to bless first. A lot of y'all have different gifts. A lot of y'all have different things that you're working on. You don't know which is going to be the thing that God blesses first, right? You just have to continue to work on it. Put your hands to the plow. You just have to want to serve, want to do the Lord's work, right? It really doesn't even matter which one he blesses first. He's just checking your diligence, your faithfulness. If you'll still serve when no one is clapping, if you'll still serve if you don't have the full picture yet, if you'll still serve and be tired, if you'll still serve and be overwhelmed at times, if you'll still serve when things aren't going too smoothly, when people aren't accepting of what you're putting out there, when your family members aren't accepting of the life that you're choosing because you're being obedient to God. Everybody's not accepting of that. And we just lollygagging around thinking, oh, you know, the Lord is with me, and he is. But we're kind of leaning into this naive mentality, thinking that what I'm doing, everybody is just going to be accepting of it. Everybody is just going to love me for it. Everybody is just going to like my products. Everybody is going to like my services. Everybody's going to want to be a part of my movement. Everybody's going to... God, like, be cognizant of that. Be conscious of that. Okay? So in this season, God is looking for some Nehemiahs. Period. God has been having me read the book of Nehemiah, and I'm on chapter 5, I believe. Those who are concerned about his people. He's looking for some Moseses. I don't know if I said that right, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Those who are concerned about the welfare of his people. Those who actually have a heart to serve. Those who have a heart for God and his people. Who wants to see people win. Who wants to see them build what God has put on their hearts to build. See them healed from the things you got healed from. He wants to see them have a true and genuine relationship with God. Why? Because it's bigger than you think. You think you're just starting a business, but the amount of people you help in the process is going to save lives. It's going to help them get out of poverty. Come on. It's going to help transform their minds and bring people closer to him, to God. You think it's just a book? My God. You think it's just a YouTube channel? You think it's just a marriage? But it's bigger than you think. You're literally about to enter into ministry, whether it is a business or whatever, a new position, a new something, the new thing that God has allowed us to experience. You're literally going to be promoting change and transformation by bringing people closer to God. And it's not going to always be a good word or posting a Bible verse or a quote. It's going to cause you to step outside of yourself in such a way that is going to require you to have a solid relationship with God. That's why you can't just be out here quoting scriptures and not know the context of it. Okay, that's why you can't just be out here, oh, the Lord told me to tell you this and didn't get confirmation from God that that's what he wanted you to do. Come on, evangelists. Come on, quote unquote, prophets. Quote unquote, apostles, quote unquote, preachers. Come on, y'all. It's going to cause us to step outside of ourselves and literally rely on the Holy Ghost. It's no more flesh. It's no more flesh talk. God is tired of the flesh talk. What your spirit say? What your spirit say? What is the Holy Spirit saying in you to these people? What is God placing on the inside of you to produce for your business? What strategy, what instructions is the Holy Spirit giving you for these people? Do you know how much responsibility that is? It ain't time for no more flesh talk, okay? Oh, I just feel like saying this. Oh, I just feel like ain't no more feelings, okay? These are serious times. Like God is literally entrusting us with his people. You see, you saw what he did to Pharaoh when he wouldn't let them people go. You saw what he did to the pharaohs and the kings and all of these people that oppressed the Israelites. You seen what he did. So why are we so carefree about God's people if he's already shown us how much he cares about us? How much he cares about his people, how much he don't play behind his people. He does not play behind his word. Why should we? Oh, okay. It's bigger than you think. It's way bigger than you think. God, what if God calls you to travel the world for purpose as a part of your assignment? What's going to be your go-to then? What's going to be your go-to outside of your comfort zone? What if you can't always get to a Bible right away? What happens when you can't call up your prayer partners right away? Like, I don't know. I don't think they're getting it, Lord. What's your quick fix? Hello? Is God your quick fix? Or is pornography your quick? Okay. All right. Yeah, we're going there. Yeah, we're going there. Is your quick fix worship music or rap? Is God your coping mechanism? Like, if he not... Let's address what is. What have I been running to when I'm stressed? What have I been running to? What have I been doing? Like, address yourself. Address the things that you've been doing thus far. So, God has been placing some things back on my heart. For one, it's been a little troubling, to say the least. for me because he's calling me to dig up some things from my past that are still leftover pains and traumas and hurts I covered up. This next assignment that God has me on is literally challenging me. We just finished our 21-day discipline boot camp challenge, right? And it not only got me more disciplined, but it exposed me. It exposed some areas of my life that still needed God to invade and reconcile. Things I thought were over. Things I thought I had the full picture and revelation for. But these were things that exposed my vulnerability. Ugh. This made me realize that this next assignment that God is getting ready to and preparing to release me into is not going to be what I thought it was. See, when God gives you a vision for your life, right? It's amazing. It's beyond you. It's everything, right? It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Oh, okay, God, so this is the thing that establishes me. This is the thing that brings revenue. This is the thing that gets me out of poverty. This is the thing that will set me up for life. But this thing is really going to expose me. Ugh, it's going to challenge me. It's going to prune me. Some of y'all think that the waiting season was only for like this time frame. Like the things that God does in your waiting season is literally preparing you for what you're about to go into. Hello. You think, oh, I was in my waiting season already, so I don't have to wait anymore. Oh, well, you know, once I get out of my waiting season, you know, I'm just going to be propelled. And like, what are you learning in your waiting season? God is literally preparing you for the next. That pruning, trust me, it's going to pay off in the next season, okay? So it's going to change this new assignment. It's going to change my entire life. It's going to expose my flaws, my faults, my secrets, my wounds. Ooh. And I said yes to you. I said yes to God. Whatever you want to do, Lord, I said yes. Not thinking of the reality of what that could mean, just thinking that, oh, this is going to bless me. Oh, this is going to, you know, just be the thing. This is it. My God. When ultimately it's going to change you as a person, it's going to change your situation. It's going to change your surroundings. It's going to change everything about you, everything about your comfort zone, everything about where you are right now. It's going to change you. Are you prepared for that? When you ask God to use you, you better be prepared for what he wants to do. Okay. So I started hearing the words no matter what in my spirit, and I felt the immediate excitement thinking that the success and the increase was all that I had to look forward to. But y'all heard what I said, but as God is starting to prepare me for this next assignment, I realized that the words no matter what means something totally different as well. It's a question that asks you, are you going to carry out this assignment no matter how hard it gets? No matter how vulnerable you have to get, no matter how emotional you have to get, no matter how much time it takes away from your children, no matter how much it's going to require from you, no matter how much investing it's going to take. God wanted me to tell you all, it's bigger than you think. See, ministry... One thing that I'm learning, ministry is not cute. Okay, it's not pretty. Y'all just see people on platforms with their good hair and makeup and nails and nice clothes and stuff. Y'all don't see what goes on behind the scenes. You see the result of the process and pruning that individual had to go through to even deliver the message to you. Ministry is literally speaking to people's vulnerability and weaknesses, the parts of people that they've kept hidden for years, the ugly parts. God will call you to minister healing to a particular group of people that will cause you to go back through and relive your healing process. Oh yeah, God has called me to a healing ministry. Yes, I'm established. Girl, boy, do you not realize that means you're going to have to go back to some places you thought you were healed from. You're going to have to go back to some deep and dark places you came out of. What if God brings you out of the pit, but then calls you to go back to that pit and bring others out of it? Whew. It's bigger than you think. It's bigger than you think. I want this episode to shine a light on the positive and the negative. Yes, ministering to people is great. Seeing the results of people's transformations and progress is great. It really is. Seeing God do a work in people is amazing. Truly, it is. You're even doing the Lord's work in the process, but what if God shifts your assignment and tells you to go back to the place he delivered you from and free his other sons and daughters? God, I can't. Can I just give them a little detail? Can I just give them a little bit of what happened in my past? Can I just block this out and tell them this? Can I just, no, you don't get to pick and choose, baby. God said you don't get to pick and choose. No, because the details, my God, the details of your story is what he's going to use to help free others. You didn't go through this for nothing. You didn't go through all of this so you can get a shiny plaque, a congratulations. You went through this so God can use you. My God. So no, you can't pick and choose, because why? It's bigger than you think. And when I tell y'all, as God has been getting me together, like toughening me up, like really just bringing me to this revelation and this realization of what I'm actually doing, I've been having a kind of a hard time. I'm like, you know what, God? Like, you know, oh my God, doing this assignment, like, oh my God, this is going to be it. This is great. Oh my God. But then once I'm into it, and once I'm like further, getting further and further into it, once it's about to be completed and done, I'm like, okay, dang, we actually doing this. We actually doing this, huh? Oh, okay. So the time has come. So it's game time now. It's time to actually put the thing out that you've been procrastinating on. The thing you've been writing, the thing that you've been doing, God is actually calling you to finish the thing. And now you're kind of hesitant because you're like, God, this is my vulnerable spot. Like, this is my baby. This is something that I produced from my pain. This is something that I hold dear to me. Like, I'm sensitive about my stuff. Now you're calling me to put it out in the world. Whew, and some of y'all are procrastinating. Okay? Some of y'all are being disobedient. God is calling you to put that thing out. He told you to try again. He told you it's a sweet release. Okay? He's releasing you to do some things. He's releasing you to put that thing out, but you're procrastinating because you're scared. Well, what are people going to think? Well, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family? Some of y'all are scared of success. But some of y'all are also scared of failure. It's like y'all in between. Y'all don't know what y'all want to do. Like, I want to please God, but at the same time, I don't want to hinder my reputation. As if Jesus was worried about who talked about him. As if Jesus was worried about his reputation. He was on assignment. He was on a mission. He ain't care nothing about that. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do what I need to do and go about my business. I'm going to die for these people's sins. I'm going to heal some people in the process. I'm going to turn the blind man. I'm going to turn his whole life around. I'm going to do all of these miracles, signs, and wonders. And then I'm going to go back to what I need to be doing. I'm going to go back to the place where my father sits. Like, he understood the assignment. And we having a hard time operating in our gift. We're having a hard time going into the assignment. We're having a hard time stepping into the assignment because we getting scared. God like, you want to be called good and faithful servant? You have to serve. You have to be faithful. If you want that well done, you're going to have to be a good and faithful servant. That ain't just a scripture. That's a demand. That is an instruction. Okay. You got to be good and faithful over the assignment, over the thing that God is calling you to do, calling you to produce, calling you to put out there. That's a demand on your purpose, on your destiny. That is a demand. Okay? I really feel like it's the enemy's job to keep us naive about what we're actually about to do, because it's literally his setup. Like, he's literally trying to keep us naive about what is about to actually happen and what God is about to literally have us do in our purpose and our assignment. He wants to keep us so naive to the fact that we don't even see the attacks coming. That we're blinded by the assignment. We're blinded by the glitz and the glam. We're blinded by the goodness of everything. So much so that we're blinded to his attack, the adversity, the opposition that we're going to be met with. He doesn't want us on our toes. He doesn't want us on our P's and Q's. He doesn't want us crossing our T's and dotting our I's. Okay? He literally wants us blind. He wants us to be so compelled with the glamour side of the assignment, the things that, the good things that are going to come, the prosperity, the wealth, this and this and that. He wants us to be so wrapped up and entangled in that, that we unarm ourselves. And God is literally saying, look, I'm coming today on the Living in Pursuit podcast to let y'all all know, y'all need to suit up, because it's bigger than you think. It's bigger than, the devil don't want you to have prosperity. He does not want your family to be wealthy. He does not want, come on, Joseph. He doesn't want you in position so you can bring your family out of poverty. He wants you to fail. The people that you are called to, you are called to help people. You are called to bring them wealth and prosperity. You think the devil is going to be happy about that? You think he's just going to let you do that freely, willingly, without any opposition, without any struggles? It's easier for him to do that. It's easier for him to come at you and attack you when you're unarmed, when you're focused on the wrong thing. When you're focused on, oh, well, you know, well, when I get this money, I'm gonna buy this. Well, you know, when this book that I put out, or when this business starts getting new clients, I'm gonna just go ahead and buy me this. What? Do have a plan. I'm not saying don't have a plan. Do have a plan. But at the same time, is that the mission? Is that the reward? What we thinking is the reward, the house and the prosperity and the wealth and all of that, that's small to God. How many lives did you save? How many people did you bring to Christ? How many people did you play a part? How many people's lives did you play a part in? Their transformation story. How many people were you good to? How many people did you help? That's what matters to God. We need to get it. Look, we need to get out of this whole, you know, well, I'm gonna do this when I get this. And I'm like, focus on the mission. Keep the mission at hand. Let that be your motivation, not what you get out of it. Ooh. Let the mission be the motivation. Period. So God brought me to Luke 10 verses 1-3. And it says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place he was about to visit. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. Verse 3, go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. And y'all steady focused on this, the glamour side of the promise. He's literally saying, I'm about to send y'all as lambs among wolves. There's going to be people ready to eat you up. There's going to be people ready to criticize you. You ain't a prophet. You don't really spend time with God. Don't nobody do that. God ain't tell you that. God didn't give you that strategy. Who did you learn that from? They're going to be ready to eat you up. They're going to be ready to eat you alive. What foundation are you standing on? What word are you standing on? What's your coping mechanism? Again, I keep going. I keep going to that. What's your coping mechanism? What is your quick fix to deal with that? How are you going to deal with that? On January 18th, God led me to Ezekiel 2. And it says in verse 2, he said to me, son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you. As he spoke, the spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. This is Ezekiel saying this. Verse 3, he said, son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me to this very day. Verse 4, the people to whom I am sending you are obstinate and stubborn. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, and whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious people, they will know that a prophet has been among them. So speak it anyway. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Ugh. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you and you live among scorpions. Do not be afraid of what they say, or be terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. He keeps saying they're rebellious. People are going to give you lack. People are going to give you some kickback. People are going to be rebellious for what you're trying to do. Verse 7. You must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious people. Don't become them. Don't let their words discourage you from being you, from literally doing what God has called you to do. Don't let their ways interrupt and interfere with your ways. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. So then after I read that, the next day, he led me to read Nehemiah and to study the prayer of Jabez. He's been giving me dreams filled with strategy for my business. For this whole year, like for my assignment. And I'm like, God, what the heck? One day you telling me to pray for increase. The next day you telling me that you're sending me out to preach the gospel to wolves. What is happening here? One day you're warning me about false prophets. The next day you're giving me instructions for my business. Huh? What's happening? What's going on? This lets me know that God is preparing us in two different ways. To receive the blessing and to know how to handle it. Why? Because it's bigger than you think. So I want you all to marinate on this episode and share it with someone. Also, I want you to leave a review and a rating so others can be a part of this acceleration and growth. Like, y'all just leap 2 years in the spirit and y'all don't even know it. Okay, this ministry is truly something I could never have imagined for myself. Never imagined God doing this in my life. So I'm excited. I'm a little worried. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little happy. I'm a little elated. And all of the above, like, you know, it's everything to me. I'm a big ball of emotions on some days, but I'm still committed. I still get on this podcast and tell you all my experiences of what God has been pruning and prying in my heart. I'm still here. So I hope that gives you all strength to keep going and keep seeking him and building a solid foundation with God. I hope that you all are warned. I hope that you allow this message to get into your heart. I hope you don't rebel against it. My God, I hope this literally like challenges you to go back to the basics, to go back to building your solid foundation. Like, the assignment is heavy. Like, the assignment is big. It takes a lot of your time, but God is literally checking you to see if you are still coming to him first before you even get started on the assignment. Business owners, entrepreneurs, it's a lot to be done. Okay, like, This assignment is requiring a lot from you. It's requiring your time. It's requiring your commitment. But don't forget God in the process. Don't forget that he's the one that brought you to this place. He's the one that gave you the assignment, right? So he's literally checking our diligence. He's checking us. He's checking the crevices. He's checking the spaces and places that we neglected. God is just trying to get us healed, y'all. He's just trying to get us prepared. He's reminding us of this pain, and he's reminding us of these things that we have yet to deal with, so that when we get out there, When we get out there into the world and we start getting recognition and we start getting those followers and we start getting that money, he wants us to make sure that we straight, that we are solid, that we are immovable, that we are unshakable by everything. He's just checking us, okay? He's doing a heart check. Are you prepared like you say you are? Are you ready like you said you were? Is this really what you want in these prayers? Is this really something that you're going to be able to handle? So, yeah, that's what he wanted me to send out to y'all today. Like, that was the message. That was all of it. Okay. I'm out. That's it for me. Don't forget to sign up for the Know Your Gifts Masterclass happening this weekend virtually on Zoom. Again, text the word masterclass to 225-327-1351 or visit my website, cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. Make sure you are downloading this episode, sharing it with a friend. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you leave a rating, a review. Let other people know what's happening, y'all. Like, for real, for real. Because, look, it's getting real over here. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. Like I said earlier, I do have 10 to 15 minute clips. That's all you get. That's all they get. That's the marketing strategy. I'm not going to give you everything. I'm going to make you go listen to the podcast. Hello. Okay. But God also, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. God also has me working on something for entrepreneurs that he is going to be releasing me to do next month. So make sure you all stay connected. Stay connected to all of my social media platforms. Sign up for my mailing list. Go to cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. And it should be a pop-up that says join the community. Just put your email and your information in there. And I will be sending you over some information, letting you know what I will be launching next month. So, look, I'm out of here. I love y'all. It's cold as heck outside. What are we gonna do, Lord? But I love you all so much. And I hope that you all stay connected to this ministry and this podcast. So, I'm gonna talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye.